Good evening, everybody. We want to welcome you tonight. We're so thankful to be able to worship together. If you want to stand with us, we're going to start out with some worship tonight. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let all of God's people praise the Lord. Take off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Oh,
Take every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Soul, sing it to him.
And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Lift your hands, and with your own words, just to begin to bless the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior and your Lord. Come on, open up your mouth. Let's give him praise tonight. Lord, you're worthy of our praise. We glorify you. We lift you up in this place. We lift you up in this place. We give you a seat, a throne to rest upon us this night, Lord. That your glory may be revealed to us, Lord. And we are so grateful and thankful for all that you have done, everything that you have accomplished, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you all the honor and all the glory, for we know it is your work. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time, let's sing the chorus.
And I will bless the Lord. Oh.
One voice, let's sing it again, no music. I will bless the Lord,
oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 We are so grateful to you, Lord Jesus. We are so grateful to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare your glory in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God this evening. We're so grateful for all of you that have made it out to be with us tonight. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't we have a wonderful time this morning in the presence of God? Amen. It matters how we follow, because how we follow is how we lead. Amen. Did you get that this morning? Such great illustration. Thank you, Pastor Alicia, for that word. We so appreciate that. And we're excited about what God is doing in our bilingual services. Next Sunday is our first service at 3 o'clock that will be all in Spanish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I wonder if I'm the only one excited about that. That's right. That's right. Good. I'm excited about what God is doing, and we're just going to kick it off Sunday morning at 10 o'clock here and just be excited for how God's going to move in that service. We do have a good friend of ours, Rich Hooper, is going to be with us and be ministering in that service. But I think we're going to do something special just to commemorate. Maybe I can get the words out right. Is that the right word? Did I say it right? Commemorate what God's doing. How many of you know that it's important that we make things that are significant to God significant to us? And we note things in our lives when we reach certain places. And so we're going to have a moment Sunday morning, next Sunday morning, where we're going to celebrate what God's going to do at 3 o'clock. Amen? Let it be so, yeah. Amen. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our Hispanic family that's been joining us and how they're going to continue to grow. Amen. They're going to continue to grow, and we're so grateful for Pastor Dedis and Pastor Dunya and the work that they're doing for the Lord. Amen. Yeah, give them a hand clap. But tonight we have an honor and a privilege to be together in the presence of God with this man and woman of God from Pakistan, Pastor John and Pastor Rachel. I usually don't try to say their last name because I don't speak English. I speak hillbilly, and I say things wrong. So is it Javed. See, I told you I was going to say it wrong. Javed. And we've been getting to work with them. Brother Eric, would you say probably at least a couple years now? We've been getting to work with their ministry in Pakistan. And it's exciting to see what God is doing. Now, this is what's so cool is just at the end of this, coming into this weekend, I got a text message from Brother Eric, who helps oversee. He's like the connector of all the ministries across the entire world. I believe that he knows every Christian ministry that exists in the world. Somehow he's got this database. Pastor Darius is shaking his head like I don't know how he knows everybody, but he knows. And he's just like, you know what, I know a guy that can help do this. And he calls, and he's just a great connector. And so he's the guy that keeps us all informed. And I thought it was so fitting, he sent me this message, and I knew we were coming into this service tonight. And this is the report from the very last remote village crusade we did in Pakistan. And so you guys understand and know we talk about that from time to time. And you're going to be able to put faces to the people that we work with today. Pastor John and Pastor Rachel, they oversee that ministry. They have people that work underneath of them that go into those villages, set those things up, really work. And really, those are the people. Those are the ministers. We just show up and preach. And I think it's Sister Venus, is that her name, that translates, and her husband that translates for us as we're preaching on the Zoom call. But there's boots on the ground, people praying for people, loving on people. And, you know, we send usually $300. I think that gets about 100 Bibles. Is that about right? Somewhere around 100 Bibles that they puts in their names. But here's the report from the last crusade we did, and it was exciting. It says that Over 103 souls were saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as I've told you before, I follow Pastor John on Facebook, and he'll get on there and text, and you know, he'll praise God for the 100 souls saved. He'll praise God for the 1,000 souls saved. He'll praise God for the hundreds of thousands souls saved. But then every once in a while, I'll see one and he'll say, praise God, one soul got saved. I love that about you, brother. I love you. It's not about the numbers. It's about the people. Amen. And so we're so grateful to partner with that. But it says here, there was many healings that took place also. One person who was having a heart issue and had a lot of pain, and he was even crying, and he was healed in that meeting. A woman who had an issue with her right arm and was unable to move it got healed and gave testimony that God had healed her arm. One person who was having a back issue and he was unable to walk because of the pain in his body gave testimony that he was able to walk. 88 testimonies came forth of different kinds of body pain that God healed in that meeting. Can we give God some praise and glory for what he's doing around the world? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the souls that are saved and the people that he's healing. And so we get to partner with them on a typically on a monthly basis. We do one of those meetings, and that's their ministry. Another thing that they do, if you guys have ever seen on Facebook, when we're doing a next generation program on King Television, they have pioneered that network and they oversee that network, and it goes into 182 nations of the world. Wow. 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 Pretty amazing, right? 182 nations that they're reaching, and we get on there and we preach, and at Next Generation, that broadcast is always amazing. They bring usually typically three of us preachers, and you know it's a miracle because all three of us squeeze a message into 18 minutes each. We fit that program into an hour, and at the same time, we pray for people. We give invitation for people to receive Christ, and we see miracles take place in that as well. And they're doing more than just Next Generation. That's just a program that we're a part of, but they have broadcasting on King Television going on all the time from different programs that they're doing. And so those are just a couple things that we as this church and me personally get to connect with these great people of God and be a part of. And so I wanted to help you understand when I'm talking about the ministry that we're doing in Pakistan, these are the people that we're working with. We believe in them. We know that this is good ground and good soil. And so we are just excited and honored. I mean that we're honored that you would come to be with us this evening. And so why don't you just give them a hand clap one more time? They're not coming just yet. Not just yet. We have something else we want to do, but yes, we so appreciate them. Now, Brother Eric is going to come, and he's going to share a few things with us. Brother Eric, I just so appreciate, like I said, he's just like a connector. He has a heart to just make sure ministry gets sent out into the entire world, and we've been working with him for several years now, of course, with Pastor Dosik and connecting with him. And so as he comes, why don't you give him a hand clap, and he's going to share a ministry that the Javids do together that is just, it's an important ministry, and we're going to take an offering, and that's what this offering is going to go towards. And I wanted him to share it because he's got more details. So why don't you come, give him a hand as he comes.
Well, you guys are blessed here in Cary, Ohio, to have wonderful pastors like Pastor Joe and Pastor Alicia. Amen. Why don't you give them a hand clap for all they're doing for the kingdom up here as well. And what's so exciting with technology today, we're able to preach the gospel not just in front of hundreds of people here in Cary, Ohio, but literally through multiple millions around the world. What a blessing it is today. You know, we're alive today, and when it's, well, it seems like the world is going crazy sometimes, doesn't it? What used to be right is now wrong, and what's wrong is now right. But you know what? The light shines the brightest when it's the darkest out. And the gospel is going forward like never before. And it is just an honor to be with Pastor John and Pastor Rachel. As Pastor Joe mentioned, we love what they're doing for the kingdom. They're doing so much. Pastor Joe just said a little bit of what they're doing. They over 6,000 churches. Over 6,000 churches they oversee. They have built orphanages. They have dug hundreds of water wells to give people in Pakistan clean drinking water. They are just doing the network alone, King Television, going into 182 nations of the world every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have a huge church in Lahore, Pakistan called Consuming Fire. I was just in Pakistan, literally just a few weeks ago. I was there when Pastor Dosik went to heaven, and I was over there on assignment from Pastor Dosik to go over there and win souls. And I can report in that one crusade all by itself, 62,682 people came to Christ in one crusade just a few weeks in Pakistan. Now, this is not in Los Angeles or Chicago or Detroit. This is in the second largest Muslim nation in the entire world. So it's amazing to see what God's doing over there. I have done six crusades with Pastor Dosik and Sons of the Faith like Pastor over there. We've seen 398,898 people come to Christ in six specific meetings. It's just truly mind-blowing. But what I want to do before I have Pastor John, Pastor Rachel come, is, as Pastor Joe mentioned, in Pakistan, this is hard for us as Americans to comprehend. In Pakistan, they have these like plantations where literally people are forced to make bricks. Now, these are very horrible conditions. Families are literally living in modern-day slavery on these brick kilns. And the brick owners are putting such quantities on these people that they can never meet. And what happens is you have a family right now on the screen behind me. This is a family. I'm going to give just a brief story so you kind of get a little understanding of what's going on here. The brick owner families are like loan sharks. I think we understand that terminology here in the United States, right? Where someone will say, yeah, I'll lend you some money at 40% interest or 50% interest. And what happens is this family right here, the gentleman's name is Buddha. The wife's name is Seema. They had been on a brick kiln for 40 years. And what happened was his wife had a heart problem. And for $17, the brick kiln owner said, I will give you the money to give your wife the needed surgery procedure she needs done, but you got to come and work on my brick kilns. And of course, the husband says, well, I don't want my wife to die. So he says, okay, sure. And then they give him this loan, and the loan is given in such a way that they'll never, ever pay it back. Well, what happens is, as they don't make the quantities of bricks they need to make and the interest that's included on this, this family now owes the owner $1,690. Think about that. $17. 40 years later, the family to be rescued or freed from the brick kiln would cost $1,690. We have been working with Pastor John and Rachel to rescue lots of families from brick kilns. We want to rescue people and give them a better chance at life. Another family we have that I'll put up right now. This is Shanaz and her kids, Kasam, Shanabaz, Mithu, and a daughter named Animal. They had been in a brick kiln for 25 years. The husband was in an accident. And again, in Pakistan, unlike America, if someone gets an accident, hospitals will take you in, right? They'll bandage you. They'll get you better. In Pakistan, if you don't have money, you're going to die. There is no mercy for people over there that have no money. So this father took a $60 loan 25 years ago and now owes $2,020 to be rescued. And again, another family we have right now is Shakut and Nasreen, their children as well. They've been on a brick kiln now for 43 years. And the issue is the father actually had a heart trouble as well, and to get medication that he needed to stay alive, which costs something around $43, this family now owes $1,829. So what we wanted to do, and Pastor John and Rachel said, Eric, Brother Eric, you can communicate this fairly well, so hopefully I am to you right now. But what we want to do is the offering that you want to give to help Pastor John and Rachel, they want to take the funds to help rescue families on these brick kilns. Now, they have identified 1,300 families. Now, these are Christians. These are not Muslims. These are Christian families, and they're being beaten. They're being persecuted. I'm going to be brief on some of the horrific things, but you know, hands have been cut off because they're not meeting the quotas. They are tied up. They are beaten brutally, And you would think, as a landowner, if you kill these people, hurt these people, how can they make bricks? But that's not, they're trying to make a point. They're trying to say, either you get these bricks done and meet the quotas, or what we did to this person is going to happen to you. People have been thrown in fires, burned alive. It is just horrific to think about this. So what Pastor John and Pastor Rachel would like for you guys to consider doing is, I mentioned numbers, typically from about $1,000 to about $2,000, you can rescue a family. And we don't just take them. Pastor John and Rachel don't just take them out of the brick kilns. They actually give them vocational training. Can you imagine coming out of brick kilns in 40 years? They don't have any skills. They don't know what to do. They can't be a business person or stuff. They will actually teach them how to be a market vendor where they can sell produce or have other vocational skills. They put them in a safe house as well. So what they're doing is truly, truly touching my heart, and I hope it's touching yours as well. So tonight, as Pastor Joe mentioned, the offering that is given, Pastor John and Rachel would like to rescue some of these families right here and get them off the brick kilns, give them a better chance at life, give their children a better chance at life, and who knows what God might do with these families. These families might be the next pastors and the next evangelists that shake the nation of Pakistan because of your giving. So tonight, we would like to have you prayerfully consider, what would you like to give? You might be able to give $1, you might be able to give $10, you might be able to give $100, you might be able to give more than that. Whatever God tells you to do, obviously, just be obedient to what God tells you to do. Pastor Joe, do you want me to receive the offering, or would you like to come up and receive it? But thank you for this time tonight. Pastor John and Rachel did an amazing job today at Only Believe. Tonight, I know it's going to be no different. We're going to see miracles tonight. We're going to see people's needs met. We're going to see depression leave. We're going to see lives radically change for God's glory. So get ready. Thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you didn't come prepared, we do have digital ways you can give. If you have a Venmo account, we have a Venmo account that you can just send to the church Venmo. If you're writing a check, just make it out to the church. We're going to make one check out this evening and give it to them, or you can always give in cash. But I believe this is something that's worth sowing into, don't you? And there's many times that we can focus on spiritual needs and things like that, and those are all important. But it's also the church's obligation to meet physical needs of people as we are meeting the spiritual and the soulish needs, right? The emotional and the mental needs. And so this is all impacted in that one thing. These are people who love Jesus, but they're being persecuted for their faith. We're helping them spiritually, but also mentally, physically, and emotionally, they're being rescued from these terrible places in life. And so we want to give into that. And how many of you know that there's a promise in the Word that when we give an offering, it's given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back to us, this world, right? And I believe that that's why this ministry is so powerful, because these two people of God are givers. They give. They take money that's given to them. They could have came and preached in all these churches in America and just put that money in their pocket. No, they said, we want to take this. We want to rescue families from these situations. And so I'm excited that we get to be a part of this. Amen. If you'll stand to your feet, I want to pray a blessing. And we're just going to do how we usually do it. We just bring it forward and give. And you just do whatever God lays on your heart this evening, all right? And I know that God will bless you. Yeah, and in the memo, you can write Pakistan offering, because that should be safe. I don't think that'll, sometimes when we've done Cuba stuff, that makes a red flag. But I think if you're writing a check, that's just coming to us, so it'll be okay. Or Venmo, Pakistan offering, so that we can know and designate that. I think it'll be okay. If it gets stopped, we'll figure it all out like we have in the past, right? God makes a way. Let's just pray a blessing over this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you that even times like this, this is a very spiritual way that we can worship you and give you praise. God, I thank you for the abundance that you've given us, Lord. I thank you for the blessings that are upon our households. God, we see people that are living in conditions that are tragic, that are difficult, that are hard. And God, as we give in this, as we are being led by your Spirit and hearing your voice, and we give into this, Lord, we know that it's going to be a blessing to families, that they're going to be rescued, that they're going to be set in a completely different situation. That blessing is going to come to their home, and that they are going to be able to move forward, not only in their lives, but in helping build the kingdom of God. We thank you for that. So we just pray a blessing upon this offering, that it would increase and multiply and go forth and accomplish what it is sent to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come and just give as the Lord leads you this evening. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How exciting is it to be a part of something like this? Amen. Amen. You guys may be seated if you wish to be. This time, we're going to turn the service over to Pastors John and Rachel, both of them. Now, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I understand is we're going to have her interpret, because they may take this and put this on King Television tonight, the ministry that they're doing. And so we're going to have, and you guys are used to this. We just had it this morning, right? It's an interpreter. It's just not Spanish this time, okay? Urdu. It's going to be in Urdu. So, all right. So why don't you stand to your feet and give them a warm carry welcome as they come and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is my beautiful wife, Rachel.
Thank you. Good evening, church. We are so grateful to you. We greet you from Pakistan and Consuming Fire Church. And Pakistan is, as Brother Eric told you, second largest country that is a Muslim country. And we are so blessed that God chose us from in a Muslim country. We go to the nation and share the gospel and winning the soul in Pakistan and around the world. We give all glory to God. And today, I believe, is your day. God will change your life. God will give you a blessing. And God will give you a new direction for His mission, for His work. Hallelujah. So are you ready for hearing the word of God?
Yes.
Oh, I cannot hear you. Are you ready?
Yes.
I know this is a dinner time. This is a sleeping time. But I need energy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor John.
We are so grateful and honored to the man of faith in the house. We are so grateful for opening the door for us.
Hum shukr guzar hain khuda ke khadam ke jinhone apne church ke darwaze ko hamare liye khola aur ye mauka diya.
And I want you to help me to honor your pastor.
Aur main chahta hu ki apne pastor ke liye zordar taaliyan bajaiye.
Faith, praise God.
Zordar taaliyan khuda ke khadam ke liye.
Because you have a great man of faith in the house.
Aap ba barkat hai kyunki khuda ka khadam aapke saath hai is waqt.
You know, very few people are faithful.
Kyunki bahut hi kam log hote hain jo imandar hote hain.
And we praise God.
Aur hum khuda ki tareef karte hain.
Amen.
Amen.
So we were in the crusade.
Hum crusade mein the.
As my brother Eric told you.
Aise bhai Eric ne aapko bataya.
62,000 people give their life to Christ.
Takriban 62,000 aur kuch rohon ne khuda ko qubool kar liya.
We praise God for the salvation.
Hum najat ke liye shukr ada karte.
But very important thing.
Lekin bahut zaruri baat.
In the presence of the God. There is some amazing miracle take place. And we were seeing the miracles of the God. And Rachel was taking a testimony. One lady bring her husband on the stage. That person who was unable to see.
nahi sakta tha.
And they were pushing the people.
Aur wo logo ko dhakel rahe the.
And I was on the stage
over there. Aur main stage par tha.
Because there we were have a guest with us.
Kyunki hamare sath mehman the.
So my one eye was on the guest.
To main meri aankhein jo thi mehmanon par bhi
thi. And one eye on them.
Aur ek aankh unke upar thi.
And I said, why that ladies keep pushing the people?
Aur maine kaha kyun ye aurat logo ko dhakel rahi.
So I reached out to that woman.
To main us aurat ke paas gaya.
I asked her, I said, what happened? Why you are pushing?
Maine kaha kya hua, kyun logo ko dhakel rahi ho?
She said, my husband can't see.
Usse kaha mera shohar dekh nahi sakta tha.
But God healed my husband.
Lekin mere shohar ko khuda ne shifa di hai.
And that man was looking like this.
Aur woh banda aise dekh raha tha.
And I said, brother, are you able to see me?
Aur maine kaha bhai tu mujhe dekh sakta hai?
He said, yes, I can see you.
Usse kaha ha main dekh sakta hu.
Praise God.
Khuda ki tareef ho.
God do the miracle.
Khuda mauza karta.
God reveal the miracle.
Khuda mauza zahir karta.
God show the miracle.
Khuda mauza dikhata.
God create the miracle.
Khuda takhleeq karta.
God present the miracle.
Khuda mauza dikhata.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says.
Isliye Bible kehti hai.
My God is a creator.
Mera khuda banane wala.
My God is a maker.
Mera khuda takhleeq karne
wala. My God is a producer.
Aur mera khuda.
My God is a manager.
Aur mera khuda.
My God is a lover.
Mera khuda.
My God is a changer.
Aur mera khuda.
My God is a deliverer.
Mera khuda rehai dene wala.
My God is a king.
Aur mera khuda badshah.
My God is the Lord.
Aur mera khuda.
The Bible says my God is a savior.
Aur mera khuda najat dahinda.
My God is a deliverer.
Mera khuda rehai dene wala.
My God save people.
Mera khuda logo ko.
My God rescue people.
Mera khuda logo ko mahfooz karta.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to talk about
main baat karna chahta
hu. Your time with God.
Aapka waqt khuda ke saath.
When I was on my way here.
Jab main yahan par aa raha tha.
I was asking God, God, what you want?
Aur main soch raha tha, khudawand kya tu chahta hai bayan karna?
I take a good sleep.
Aur achhi maine neend li.
It's very important for preachers.
Ye bahut zaruri hai kalam se pehle.
To take a good nap.
Achhi neend lena.
So I take a good nap.
Maine achhi neend li.
And on my way, I ask God.
Aur jab main raah mein aa raha tha.
God, I don't have a message.
Aur maine kaha khudaavand mere paas koi paigham nahi.
What you want to talk?
Tu kya chahta hai baat karna?
God, give me a word.
To khuda ne mujhe paigham diya.
God said, khuda ne kaha with God.
Khuda ke saath waqt.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today in this world.
इस दुनिया के अंदर
पीपल आर बिजी
लोग बहुत मसरूफ है
दे आर बिजी विद देयर टाइम
वो अपने वक्त के साथ मसरूफ
है पीपल सेड द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग द पीपल हैव इज द टाइम
और बहुत से लोग कहते हैं सबसे कीमती चीज जो है वो वक्त है
आई वॉज इन हॉलैंड
मैं हॉलैंड के अंदर था
एंड आई वॉज विद माई फ्रेंड
मैं अपने दोस्त के साथ था
एंड वी वर इन द रेस्टोरेंट
हम रेस्टोरेंट में खाने के लिए गए
And one person said to me.
और एक शख्स ने मुझसे कहा.
He said, "You are very lucky."
उसने कहा, तू बड़ा खुशकिस्मत है.
I said, "Why?"
मैंने कहा, क्यों?
He said, "Because they are giving you a time."
क्योंकि ये लोग तुझे वक्त दे रहे हैं.
I said, "What that mean?"
मैंने कहा, इसका क्या मतलब है?
People are so busy.
उसने कहा, लोग बहुत मसरूफ हैं.
They don't have a time for their relatives.
उनके पास वक्त नहीं रिश्तेदारों के लिए.
They don't have a time for their family.
उनके खानदान के लिए वक्त नहीं.
They don't have a time for the other things.
उनके लिए दूसरी चीजों के लिए टाइम नहीं.
So time is valuable for every person.
तो वक्त जो है सबके लिए बड़ा कीमती है.
The best thing that you can give to somebody is your time.
और सबसे कीमती चीज जो है किसी को देना वो वक्त है.
So I really appreciate that you are here in the house.
तो मैं आपको आपके हौसला अफजाई करता हूँ कि आप खुदा के घर में
हैं। giving your time.
और आप अपना वक्त खुदा
But
को दे रहे
हैं। My point is,
लेकिन मेरा
your time with the Lord.
कि आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ।
Your time with the Lord is not a waste.
आपका जो वक्त खुदा के साथ बीतता है वो जाया नहीं
your
होता।
Your time with the Lord is an investment.
और जो आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ गुजरता है
That
वो
produces the blessing.
जो बरकत को लेकर आता है।
Amen. Hallelujah. Your time with the Lord
आपका वक्त जो खुदा के साथ
is not a waste.
वो जाया नहीं जाता
It's a investment.
वो कुछ ना कुछ उसके अंदर देना होता
that
है
produce the blessing.
जो खुदा की बरकत को लेकर आता
Today people are slave.
आज آج لوگ غلام بن چکے ہیں.
They are slave of the social media.
وہ سوشل میڈیا کے غلام بن چکے ہیں.
They are slave of the phone and the tablet and the iPhone.
اور وہ ٹیبلٹ کے آئی فون کے موبائل کے غلام بن چکے ہیں.
They are giving more time to that, to their life.
وہ اپنی زندگی میں زیادہ وقت ان کو دیتے ہیں.
They spend more time on the social media.
وہ زیادہ وقت سوشل میڈیا پر بتاتے ہیں.
Than their parents.
اپنے والدین سے بھی زیادہ.
Than their family members.
اپنے خاندان سے زیادہ.
And God is so far away.
اور خدا کوسو دور ہے.
Many Christians in the world.
آج بہت سے مسیحی لوگ.
They come one time in a church at
the
time of Christmas.
وہ چرچ میں آتے ہیں صرف سال میں ایک بار. On Christmas.
Many Christians in the world.
بہت سے لوگ دنیا کے اندر مسیحی.
They attend the service just on the New Year day.
صرف وہ نئے سال کو چرچ میں آتے.
Because they think that if they will attend a New Year service.
وہ کہتے ہیں اگر نیا سال اچھا گزرے گا چرچ میں.
Their whole year is beautiful.
تو ان کا پورا سال اچھا ہوگا.
You know, one time in a day.
ایک وقت سال میں.
One hour for Lord.
صرف ایک گھنٹہ خدا کے لیے.
And then entire years.
اور پھر پورا سال.
They never talk with God.
وہ خدا سے بات بھی نہیں کرتے.
They never communicate with God.
وہ خدا سے گفتگو نہیں کرتے.
They are facing trials.
وہ مشکلات کا سامنا کرتے.
They are facing pain.
وہ درد کا سامنا کرتے.
They are facing obstacles.
وہ اتراؤ چڑھاؤ کا سامنا کرتے.
They are fighting their battles.
وہ اپنی جنگ لڑتے.
They are living like a slave.
وہ ایسے زندگی گزارتے جیسے غلام.
They grow in depression.
وہ ڈپریشن میں بھرتے.
And they die in depression.
اور وہ ڈپریشن میں مر جاتے.
But they never come in the presence of God.
لیکن وہ خدا کی حضوری میں نہیں آتے.
But it's very important to know this.
تو یہ بہت ضروری ہے جاننا.
When you have a time with God.
جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا.
God will restore your life.
خدا آپ کی زندگی کو بحال کرے گا.
When you have a time with God.
جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا.
God will make your life beautiful.
خدا آپ کی زندگی کو خوبصورت بنائے گا.
When you have a time with God.
جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا.
God will prosper your life.
خدا آپ کی زندگی کو بحال کرے گا.
When you have a time with God.
جب خدا کے ساتھ وقت ہوگا.
God will pour out His Spirit.
خدا اپنا روح آپ پر بھیجے گا.
When you have a time with God.
جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا.
God will make your life.
خدا آپ کی زندگی کو
بنائے گا. When you have a time with God.
جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ
ہوگا. God will restore your life.
خدا زندگی کو بحال کرے گا. جب خدا کے ساتھ وقت ہوگا. خدا آپ کے کردار کو بنائے گا. جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا. وہ سب سے اول درجہ آپ کو دے گا. جب آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ ہوگا.
God will bless your way.
خدا آپ کی راہ کو برکت دے گا.
Hallelujah. Because your time with God is an investment.
کیونکہ جو آپ کا وقت خدا کے ساتھ بتانا ہے وہ انویسٹمنٹ ہے.
Not a waste.
یہ ضائع نہیں ہوگا.
Today, Christians,
آج کے مسیحی
it's very hard
بہت مشکل ہے
that they will come in the presence of
کہ وہ خدا کی حضوری میں آئیں.
Because they love outer things.
کیونکہ انہیں باہر کی باہری چیزیں اچھی لگتی ہیں.
They love the world.
انہیں دنیا اچھی لگتی ہے.
People love to watch movies.
لوگوں کو موویز دیکھنا اچھا لگتا ہے.
They spend 3 hours to watch
وہ تین گھنٹے گزار دیتے ہیں مووی دیکھنے. مووی
تھے watch another movie.
پھر وہ اور مووی دیکھتے
ہیں. watch another movie.
پھر ایک اور مووی دیکھتے ہیں.
But they never got tired.
اور وہ تھکتے بھی نہیں.
But 2 hour service.
لیکن 2 hours کی چرچ سروس.
It's hard for them.
مشکل ہوتا ہے.
It's hard. They're looking their watch.
مشکل ہوتا ہے وہ گھڑی دیکھتے ہیں. What is the time now?
How much time you are spending with God?
کتنا وقت آپ خدا کے ساتھ بتاتے ہیں؟
When Jesus was on this earth.
جب یسوع اس زمین پر تھا.
The Bible says.
بائبل کہتی ہے.
Christ went to the wilderness.
وہ بیابان میں چلا گیا.
Christ talked with his father.
وہ اپنے باپ سے گفتگو کرنے لگا.
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
No cell phone.
کوئی فون نہیں تھا.
No internet.
کوئی انٹرنیٹ نہیں تھا.
No relatives.
کوئی رشتے دار نہیں تھا.
No disciples.
کوئی شاگرد نہیں تھا.
Just Jesus and the Father.
صرف یسوع اور باپ.
Spending time with God.
وہ خدا کے ساتھ وقت گزارا. وہ اپنے باپ کے سن رہا تھا.
Listening what God want through his life.
وہ سن رہا تھا کہ باپ کیا چاہتا ہے اس کی زندگی سے.
Receiving a direction and the power.
وہ قوت اور راہ کو لے رہا تھا باپ سے.
Receiving the direction from the God.
वो बाप से रहनुमाई को ले रहा था.
And when he come back,
और जब वो बियाबान से वापस निकला,
there was a glory on Jesus.
खुदा का जलाल उसके ऊपर था.
There was a power in Jesus.
कुवत उसके अंदर थी.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Disciples spent time with Jesus.
और शागिर्दों ने मसीह के साथ वक्त गुजारा.
3 years, some said 3.5 years.
कई लोग कहते हैं 3 साल, कई कहते हैं 3.5 साल.
But Jesus was a walking, talking university.
लेकिन यीशु मसीह ज़मीन पर चलता फिरता यूनिवर्सिटी था.
They were listening every word that the Christ said.
वो हर बात को सुनते जो भी मसीह कहता.
Jesus was teaching them.
यीशु सिखा रहा था
उनको. Jesus was directing their life.
मसीह उनकी रहनुमाई कर रहा था.
Every time they were listening Christ.
जब भी वो मसीह की सुनते.
They were watching Christ.
वो मसीह को देखते.
They were taking Christ.
वो मसीह को लेते.
They were receiving Christ.
वो उसको कबूल करते.
Hello. Their time with Christ.
उनका वक्त उस वक्त मसीह के साथ
was investment in their life.
उनके जिंदगी में वो इन्वेस्टमेंट थी.
The time that they spent with Christ.
जो वक्त वो मसीह के साथ गुजार रहे थे.
That make Christianity a biggest religion today.
आज वो जो है बहुत बड़ा मजहब बन गया है.
If they don't spend time with Christ,
अगर मसीह के साथ वक्त ना बिताते,
if they don't listen Christ,
अगर मसीह के ना सुनते,
they will never receive the revolution of the Christ.
तो खुदा से वो मकाशफा ना ले पाते.
They will unable to tell the world.
तो वो दुनिया को ना बता पाते.
Are you taking me, church?
समझ आ रही है?
It's very important.
ये बहुत ही जरूरी है.
The Bible says Moses went to the mountain.
बाइबल कहती है कि मूसा पहाड़ पर चला गया.
And he spent time with the Lord.
और उसे खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारा.
Listening God.
उसे खुदा की सुनी.
God gave him 10 commandments.
और खुदा ने उसे 10 अहकाम दिए.
His time was an investment.
उसका वक्त खुदा के साथ बिताना इन्वेस्टमेंट था. इस्राएल.
How much time we need to spend with the Lord?
आज हमें कितना वक्त खुदा के साथ गुजारना है?
That is a very important question.
ये बहुत अच्छा सवाल है.
How much time we can spend with God?
कितना वक्त हम खुदा के साथ गुजार सकते हैं?
The Bible says.
बाइबल कहती है.
Let's go in the Bible.
आए खुदा के कलाम में से निकाले.
Let's go to Joshua chapter number 1.
आए हम देखें यशुआ उसका पहला बाब.
Verse number 8.
और उसकी आठवीं आयत.
Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate it day and night.
बाइबल कहती है शरीयत की ये किताब तेरे मुंह से ना हटे बल्कि तुझे रात और दिन इसी का ध्यान रहे.
Amen.
Amen.
Very strict.
बहुत ही अहम आयत है ये.
डे एंड नाइट.
रात और दिन. दिन और रात.
नॉट 1 आवर.
एक घंटा नहीं.
नॉट 2 आवर्स.
दो घंटे नहीं.
नॉट 3 आवर्स.
तीन घंटे नहीं.
डे एंड नाइट द बाइबल सेज.
रात और दिन. दिन और रात.
इट मीन यू हैव टू डेडिकेट योरसेल्फ टू गॉड.
इसका मतलब है कि अपना आप खुदा को दे देना.
यू हैव टू गिव योरसेल्फ टू गॉड.
अपनी जिंदगी खुदा को दे देना.
आमेन.
आमेन.
नॉट जस्ट बॉडी.
सिर्फ बदन ही नहीं.
Many Christians when they come in a church, their body is present.
बहुत से लोग जब चर्च में आते हैं तो उनका बदन चर्च में होता है.
But their spirit is somewhere else.
लेकिन उनकी रूह सोच दिमाग कहीं और ही होता है.
Are you taking me?
समझ आ रही है?
They come physically in a church.
वो बदनी तौर पर चर्च आते हैं.
Their mind is somewhere else.
लेकिन उनका दिमाग कहीं और होता है.
What I will do tomorrow?
मैं कल क्या करूंगा?
How I will commit my business appointment?
मैं अपनी business appointment का क्या करूं?
How I can raise my business?
कैसे मैं अपना business आगे बढ़ाऊंगा?
How I can feed my family?
कैसे अपने खानदान को खिलाऊंगा?
Are you taking me, church?
समझ आ रही है?
Dedicate yourself. Everything.
अपना सब कुछ उसके आगे रख दे.
Your body, your soul, your mind, your spirit.
आपका दिल, दिमाग, ज़हन, सोच, अकल, सब कुछ खुदा के आगे.
Everything need to be connected with God.
हर एक चीज को खुदा के साथ जोड़ दे.
Day and night.
रात और दिन.
Every moment.
हर लम्हा.
It's very important.
ये बहुत जरूरी है.
If you want to grow,
अगर आप बढ़ना चाहते
हैं, blessing,
अगर बरकत देखना चाहते
हैं,
अगर बंधनों को सिराई चाहते
हैं,
अगर बेदारी चाहते हैं,
then your time with the Lord is valuable.
तो फिर जो आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ है वो अहमियत रखेगा.
If you want to see the healing in your life,
अगर शिफा चाहते हैं देखना जिंदगी,
your time will be valuable.
तो फिर आपका वक्त बहुत अहमियत रखेगा.
Some people want miracle like this.
कुछ लोग मौजा ऐसा चाहते हैं.
Send message to somebody.
वो किसी को मैसेज करते हैं.
Kindly pray for me. I need a healing from cancer.
वो कहते हैं दुआ करें मुझे शिफा चाहिए कैंसर से.
But by their self, they never pray.
लेकिन वो खुद बजाते दुआ नहीं करते.
They are sending request to somebody
वो
else.
किसी को दरखास्त तो देते हैं.
Oh, pray for my household.
मेरे घराने के लिए दुआ करना.
But we by ourselves we never pray.
लेकिन आप बजाते खुद दुआ नहीं करते.
So if there is no Christ in our
अगर
life,
मसीह हमारी जिंदगी में नहीं है,
if there is no God present,
अगर खुदा की हजूरी नहीं है,
there is no miracle,
तो मौजा भी नहीं है.
I tell my church,
मैं अपने चर्च को बताता हूँ.
I said the biggest evidence of the presence of the God is the miracle.
मैंने कहा सबसे बड़ा मौसा खुदा की हजूरी का ये है कि उसकी हजूरी
होना. God is,
जहां पर खुदा है,
there is a miracle.
वहां पर मौसा है.
If there is no God,
अगर खुदा नहीं,
there is no miracle.
तो मौसा भी नहीं.
You can do anything what you want to do.
आप कुछ भी कर ले जो कर सकते हैं.
You can't produce the miracle.
आप मौसा नहीं दिखा
or
सकते.
Or human cannot do the miracle.
और इंसान मौसा नहीं कर सकता.
No human have a power.
किसी इंसान के अंदर कुवत और ताकत नहीं.
No magician in the world have a power.
कोई दुनिया के जादूगर के अंदर ताकत नहीं.
You can say to magician,
आप जादूगर को कह दे,
they can kill people.
वो लोगों को मार तो सकते हैं.
If you want,
अगर आप चाहते
हैं, give them money, they can kill people.
आप उनको पैसे दे, वो मार तो सकते हैं.
But they cannot give life.
लेकिन वो जिंदगी नहीं दे सकते.
The life belongs to Jesus.
क्योंकि जिंदगी का ताल्लुक मसीह से है.
The miracle belongs to Jesus.
और मौसे का ताल्लुक मसीह से है.
I was telling my church.
मैं अपने चर्च को बता रहा था.
It's very important thing I share with them.
ये बहुत जरूरी था उनके साथ बयान करना.
I share one quotation.
मैंने एक बात उनके आगे रखी.
One sentence God gave me.
एक जुमला खुदा ने मुझे दिया, मैंने उनको बताया.
When the prayers will become your habit.
जब दुआ आपकी आदत बन जाती है.
Listen it, people.
सुनिएगा.
When the prayers will become your habit,
जब दुआ आपकी आदत बन जाती
है, the miracles will become your lifestyle.
तो मौजा आपकी जिंदगी का हिस्सा बन जाता
है. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want to see the miracle,
अगर मौजा देखना चाहते हैं,
you need to spend time with God.
तो फिर आपको खुदा के साथ वक्त बिताना.
If you want to see the breakthrough,
अगर आप चाहते हैं बंधन टूटे,
you need to spend time with God.
आपको खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारना.
If you want to see the great level in your life,
अगर अपनी जिंदगी में अच्छा मकाम चाहते हैं, तो खुदा के साथ वक्त
गुजारें. If you want to see a success in your life,
अगर कामयाबी देखना चाहते
हैं, you need to spend time with God.
If
you want to see your family will be a
successful,
you need to spend time with God. If you want to see your bright future, you need to spend time with God. Because your time is an investment in the kingdom of God. It is not a waste. It produces a blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But my question,
लेकिन सवाल ये है,
how much time?
कितना वक्त?
The good thing about my Lord,
मेरे खुदा की ये है,
my Lord never give appointments.
मेरा खुदा अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं देता.
Amen.
आमेन.
Thank you.
Welcome.
My Lord never give appointments.
मेरा खुदा अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं देता.
He never said,
वो ये नहीं कहता,
Come 8 o'clock, then I will listen you.
8 बजे आ जाना, फिर मैं तुम्हारी सुनूंगा.
Right? I don't have a time before it.
उससे पहले मेरे पास वक्त नहीं है.
Right sharp, 8 o'clock.
8 बजे आ जाना.
If you will be late after 8, I will cancel appointment.
अगर 8 बजे के बाद आएगा, appointment will be a cancel. No.
Come 10 o'clock.
10 बजे आना.
Then I will listen to you.
फिर मैं तेरी सुनूंगा.
Come 3 o'clock. Then I will listen.
3 बजे आना. फिर मैं तेरी सुनूंगा.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
God said, "Come."
खुदा कहता है, आओ.
And I'm here for you.
मैं तेरे लिए यहाँ पर हूँ.
Anytime.
हर वक्त.
Every time.
हर वक्त. Anywhere.
Everywhere.
हर जगह पर.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can come anytime in the presence of God.
किसी भी वक्त खुदा की हजूरी में आ सकते हैं.
That's why it said the book of law will never separate it from your mouth.
इसीलिए बाइबल कहती है शरीयत की यह किताब तेरे मुंह से ना हटे.
You will meditate it day and night.
बल्कि दिन और रात तुझे इसी का ध्यान रहे.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some people have a habit they don't sleep at night.
कई लोगों की आदत है वो रात को सोते नहीं हैं.
5 hours they are keep looking their phones.
और 5 घंटे वो फोन पे बस Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
I was telling my friends, I said, that word is written for you.
और मैंने कहा ये लफ्ज़ आपके लिए.
So day is for us, night is for you.
दिन हमारे लिए, रात तेरे लिए.
So you can talk, come in the presence of God.
खुदा की हजूरी में आए, बात करे उससे.
I was telling very beautiful thing to the people.
मैं लोगों को बड़ी खूबसूरत बात एक बता रहा था.
As much as time that you spend with God.
जितना वक्त आप खुदा के साथ बताते हैं.
You will grow. In the spirit.
आप रूह में तरक्की करते बढ़ते
हैं. Many Christians.
बहुत से मसीही.
They look beautiful.
वो खूबसूरत दिखाई देते हैं.
But their spirit is dead.
लेकिन अंदर से उनकी रूह जो है वो बीमार, कमजोर, मुर्दा होती है.
They are a part of the church.
वो कलीसिया का हिस्सा तो होते हैं.
But their spirit.
लेकिन उनकी रूह मुर्दा होती है.
I tell my church, I said,
मैं अपने चर्च को बता रहा था.
We don't stop eating food.
हम खाना खाना नहीं छोड़ते.
We eat in the morning.
हम सुबह ब्रेकफास्ट करते हैं.
We eat in the afternoon.
और लंच करते हैं दोपहर को.
And then we eat at the night.
और फिर डिनर करते हैं रात को.
And then late night.
फिर रात को भी.
And then 3 o'clock.
और फिर 3 बजे.
Now I was just looking this. Now many people.
अब बहुत से लोग.
They see their diet plan.
अब उन्होंने डाइट प्लान रख लिया.
Because they want to look beautiful.
उन्हें अच्छा नजर आना है.
They want to stay smart and healthy.
और वो कमजोर और खूबसूरत दिखाई देना चाहते हैं.
Eat according to their diet plan.
तो वो डाइट प्लान के जरिया से खाते हैं.
The reason why I'm telling you how much we care our flesh.
कितना हम ख्याल करते अपने बदन का.
People go to do gym.
लोग जिम जाते हैं.
You know they do exercise.
वो एक्सरसाइज करते हैं.
So their spirit, their body will grow.
ताकि उनका बदन जो है वो खूबसूरत दिखाई दे.
We care our flesh.
हम अपने बदन का ख्याल करते
हैं. But we don't care our soul.
लेकिन अब अपनी रूह का ख्याल नहीं करते.
We look healthy outside,
हम बाहर से तो अच्छे नजर आते
but
हैं.
Inside we are like a baby.
लेकिन अंदर से हम बच्चे की मानत होते
हैं. Powerful outside,
हम बाहर से ताकतवर नजर आते हैं.
Our spirit is hanging on the cross.
लेकिन अंदर से हमारी रूह जो है
it's
वो सलीब पर लटकी हुई है.
When you will spend time with God,
जब खुदा के साथ आप वक्त गुजारेंगे
your spirit will get strength.
तो आपकी रूह के अंदर कुवत ताकत आएगी. आपकी रूह तवनाई और पाएगी भरेगी.
Because God breathed in your spirit.
क्योंकि खुदा ने आपकी रूह के अंदर दम भरा है.
Amen.
Amen.
God care for the spirit.
खुदा आपकी रूह का ख्याल करता है.
Jesus care for the spirit.
यीशु मसीह रूह चाहता है, ख्याल करता है.
Your time.
आपका वक्त आपकी रूह को बचाता है.
वेरी डेंजरस पॉइंट.
बहुत खतरनाक मौजू है ये.
एंड वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट.
और बहुत जरूरी है ये.
When Christ was hanging on the cross,
जब यीशु मसीह सलीब के ऊपर थे.
The seventh saying of the Christ on the cross.
और उसे 7 कलामात सलीब पर कहे.
One word Christ said.
एक उसे कलमा बोला.
He said, My God, I'm giving my spirit to you.
उसने कहा, ऐ बाप, मैं अपनी रूह तेरे हाथों में सौंपता.
While he was hanging on the cross, he was submitting his spirit.
जब वो सलीब पर था, तो अपनी रूह उसके हाथों में दे रहा था.
See how much Jesus cared for the spirit.
देखे उससे अपनी रूह का कितना ख्याल किया.
And we, as a church, as a Christian,
और हम मसीह होते, कलीसिया होते, हम अपने रूह का ख्याल नहीं करते.
God wants you.
खुदा आपको चाहता है.
God wants your spirit.
वो आपकी रूह को चाहता है.
God wants your soul.
वो आपकी रूह से प्यार करता है, उसको चाहता
है. God wants you whole.
वो पूरा बदन चाहता है, आपका पूरी रूह चाहता है, आपका आधा हिस्सा नहीं चाहता.
God wants your everything.
खुदा आपका सब कुछ चाहता है.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your time.
आपका वक्त.
With God.
खुदा के साथ.
Is an investment.
ये इन्वेस्टमेंट है.
Amen.
Amen.
Day and night.
Din aur raat, and night and day.
It's a very important word, people.
ये बहुत जरूरी है पैगाम.
When you are rooted with Christ.
जब खुदा के साथ आपकी जड़ें होंगी.
We just started our church now.
हमने अपने चर्च का आगाज किया.
We have 11 churches.
हमारे 11 चर्च है और 6,000 हाउस चर्चेस.
We plant our first church in 2011.
और 2011 में हमने पहले चर्च का आगाज किया.
The church that we started now is just 3 year old.
अब जो चर्च हमने स्टार्ट किया है वो तकरीबन 3 साल पुराना है.
Around like 4,000 plus attendance membership in our church.
और हर आतवार को जो है वो 4,000 लोग होते हैं वहाँ पर.
And God is keep expanding that. Sometime we have a basement open for the people so people can sit in.
और खुदा अभी भी उसको बढ़ा रहा है. कई दफा हम बेसमेंट खोल देते हैं लोगों के लिए.
I asked when we did our first service.
जब हमने पहली सर्विस की वहां पर.
And I asked people.
मैंने लोगों से पूछा.
I asked what is the meaning of Jesus Christ.
मैंने पूछा कि मसीह का क्या मतलब है.
My second question was.
मेरा दूसरा सवाल.
Where that word come out from?
ये अल्फाज कहां से निकला.
People don't know.
लोग नहीं जानते.
Many Christians,
बहुत से मसीही नहीं जानते.
See the level of our faith, level of our Christianity, level of our love.
देखिए हमारा कितना उसके साथ ताल्लुक है, कितना हम उसके करीब हैं और किस तरह के हम मसीही हैं आज.
It means we are not spending time to go deeper in Christ.
इसका मतलब है कि हम अपना वक्त गहरे में नहीं देते मसीह के साथ.
We just knew the name of Jesus and that's all.
हम मसीह के नाम को जानते हैं, बस काफी है.
But we don't know anything about Christ.
हम मसीह के बारे में कुछ नहीं जानते.
It's very important for Christians.
ये बहुत जरूरी है मसीह के लिए.
You will do investment in Christ.
एक मसीह होते बहुत जरूरी है कि आप इन्वेस्टमेंट करें उसमें.
Learn about Christ.
आप मसीह के बारे में जानें, उसकी पहचान करें, गहराई में उतर जाएं.
Learn his attributes.
आप उसके बारे में जानें, सीखें.
Search his character.
उसके किरदार को तलाश करें.
See who he is.
देखें, तलाश करें कि वो कौन था, वो कौन है, कौन है मसीह.
Not just the word.
ना सिर्फ एक लफ्ज मसीह.
Christ is more than that.
मसीह उससे भी ज्यादा है.
Christ is more than the thinking of the man.
मसीह आपकी सोच से कहीं ज्यादा.
Christ is a supernatural.
वो मफ़क़ल फितरत कुदरत है.
And you will learn it when you will spend your time.
जब आप अपना वक्त उसमें गुजारेंगे तब आप सीखेंगे.
You can't submit or put Christ in a one word.
आप एक अल्फाज में उसको नहीं पूरा कर सकते.
Christ is something else, people.
मसीह बहुत ज्यादा है.
It's a great revolution.
एक बड़ा मकाशफा है मसीह.
Which Christian need to explore.
आज मसीहों को जानने की जरूरत है इसको.
Amen.
Amen.
Spend your time with God.
अपना वक्त मसीह के साथ गुजारें. अपने खानदान को ले और खुदा से दुआ करें. हर रोज करें. हर रोज मसीह के साथ वक्त गुजारें. अपनी औलाद को ले और मसीह की हजूरी में गुजारे वक्त. अपने शौहर को ले, बीवी को ले और खुदा की स्तुति करें दिन और रात. जब आप गाड़ी में हो दुआ करें. जब आप स्कूल में हो दुआ करें. जब आप अपनी राह पर हो दुआ करें.
Because God is not making an appointment.
Khuda appointment nahi leta.
God is available. God is available for you every
Khuda
time.
Khuda tayar hai har waqt aapke liye.
Anytime, anywhere.
Har jagah par, har lamha.
In your car, in your house,
aapki
in your school.
Aapki gaadi mein, aapke ghar mein, aapke school mein.
At your workplace, in a plane, in a train.
Aapke karobar mein, train mein, jahaz mein.
God is present everywhere.
Khuda har jagah par maujood hai.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many people pray every day?
कितने हैं जो हर रोज दुआ करते हैं?
How many people pray every day?
How many people pray every day, day and night and day?
You see, the reason why we don't see the breakthrough.
इसीलिए हम देखते नहीं बंधन टूटते हुए.
Because we are not rooted with Christ.
क्योंकि हमारी जड़ें खुदा के साथ नहीं जुड़े.
24 hours in a day.
24 घंटे होते हैं एक दिन में.
And how many hours in a week?
और एक हफ्ते में कितने घंटे होते हैं?
Anybody have a good maths?
One sixty-eight.
I believe you, sister.
We believe you. Yes.
168. How many hours we are giving to God?
अब कितने घंटे हम खुदा को देते हैं?
2 hour service.
2 घंटे.
And in 2 hours.
और इस 2 घंटे में.
How many minutes we are connected with God?
कितने मिनट हमारा दिल, दिमाग, ज़हन, सोच जो है वो खुदा के साथ होते हैं?
Hello. And then we say, "Oh God, don't love me."
और फिर हम कहते हैं, "Oh, खुदा ते प्यार नहीं करता."
God, don't listen me.
खुदा मेरी सुनता नहीं.
I am in the pain.
मैं तो दर्द में हूँ.
God want to see me in a pain.
खुदा मुझे दर्द में देखना चाहता है.
God is not revealing miracle.
खुदा मौजा नहीं दिखा रहा.
I attend 5 years the church.
ओ 5 साल से मैं चर्च जा रहा हूँ.
But God did not anything.
खुदा ने तो कुछ नहीं किया मेरे लिए.
I give money to the church.
मैं हदिया भी देता हूँ.
I go regular to the church.
मैं चर्च रेगुलर जाता हूँ.
But God didn't show up.
खुदा तो दिखाता ही नहीं मौजा.
Hello. Look at the time that you are giving to God.
आइए आज वो वक्त देखिए जो आप मसीह को देते हैं.
क्वेश्चन मार्क,
सवालिया निशान.
फॉर एवरी बिलीवर्स, एवरी पास्टर,
हर ईमानदार के लिए, हर पास्टर के लिए.
गॉड इज स्टिल लुकिंग दोस.
खुदा अभी भी उनकी तलाश कर रहा है.
दोस पीपल,
वो लोग
who worship him with the spirit and truth.
जो रूह और सच्चाई से उसकी प्रस्तुति करते हैं.
Very, very big.
बहुत बड़ा पैगाम.
In Africa, how many hours they pray, Brother Eric?
अफ्रीका में कितना टाइम दुआ करते हैं वो लोग?
We were in Nigeria.
हम नाइजीरिया के अंदर थे.
One of our spiritual leader, he just passed away. He is with Christ, with God.
हमारे रूहानी स्पिरिचुअल फादर थे और वो अब फौत हो गए.
First time over there.
हम जब पहली बार वहां पर गए.
The service start 11 o'clock in the night.
और जो
9 o'clock in the night.
जो मीटिंग थी वो 9 बजे शुरू हुई रात को.
Everybody stand like this.
हर कोई ऐसे खड़ा है.
Praying to God.
और दुआ कर
रहा है.
वो प्रस्तुत कर रहा है.
I was looking to them.
मैं उनको देख रहा हूँ.
1 o'clock.
1 बज गया.
2 o'clock.
2 बज गए.
3 o'clock.
3 बज गए.
We were in that position.
हम इस
like this.
ऐसे हो गए.
Like that. these people, they were keep praying.
लेकिन वो लोग दुआ 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 करते जा रहे थे.
At the morning 8 a.m.
और सुबह 8 बज गए.
They said to us, Pastor John, do you like to go to the home?
और वो कहने लगे आपने घर जाना है पास्टर जॉन?
Yes, we want to go home.
हमने कहा हमने जाना है घर.
They drop us.
उन्होंने हमें छोड़ा.
But these people were keep doing worship.
और वो फिर भी प्रस्तुति कर रहे थे, दुआ कर रहे थे.
That was the reason that they see the breakthrough.
इसी वजह से देखते हैं कि खुदा ने उनको बरकत दी और बंदर
दूर. Because they bring the presence of God down.
क्योंकि वो खुदा की हजूरी को आसमान से नीचे ले आते.
Because when the righteous stand.
क्योंकि जब रास्तबाज खड़े होते.
God opened the heaven.
खुदा आसमान को खोल देते.
When righteous stand.
जब रास्तबाज खड़े होते.
The blessing will produce from the earth.
तो बरकतें जारी हो जाती जमीन
पर. And that what I see when you spend time with God.
और ये तब होगा जब आप अपना वक्त खुदा के साथ गुजारेंगे.
The reason why we see the miracles in Pakistan.
देखते पाकिस्तान में.
Because we spend time with God.
क्योंकि हम खुदा के साथ वक्त बिताते.
The reason why we are blessed.
क्यों हम बरकत मुबारक
हैं. Because we are rooted with the Lord.
क्योंकि हमारी जड़े खुदा के साथ जुड़ी हुई हैं.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have a Aladdin charag.
हमारे पास कोई अलादीन का चराग नहीं है.
You know Aladdin and Genie movie?
Yeah. Many people they watch Aladdin movie.
Genie come out.
Yeah.
The believers are blessed. The reason why they spend time with Lord.
ईमानदार क्यों मुबारक और बाबरकत है? क्योंकि वो खुदा के साथ वक्त बिताते हैं.
The Bible says, seek His kingdom first.
बाइबल कहती है पहले ढूंढो तुम उसकी बादशाही.
And everything will be added
to you. तो ये सारी चीजें तुमको मिल जाएंगी.
Not just one thing.
एक चीज नहीं.
It said everything will be added.
बल्कि बाइबल कहती है कि हर चीज.
Your time.
आपका वक्त
विद द लॉर्ड
खुदा के साथ
विल रिवील योर गुड करैक्टर
जाहिर करता है आपके अच्छे किरदार को.
योर टाइम विद द लॉर्ड
आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ
विल रिवील योर ग्रेटर मिरेकल
आपके बड़े मौजे को जाहिर करता है.
योर टाइम विद द लॉर्ड
आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ
विल प्रोड्यूस अ ग्रेटर टेस्टिमनी
अच्छी बड़ी गवाही बयान करता है.
आमेन.
आमेन.
हालेलुया.
हालेलुया.
Spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त बिताएं.
Pray to God.
खुदा से दुआ करें.
Dedicate yourself to God.
अपने आप खुदा को दे दें.
Attach your soul with God.
अपनी रूह को उसके साथ जोड़ दें.
The Bible says.
बाइबल कहती है.
The righteous are like this.
क्या रास्तबाज और साधक ऐसे हैं?
Who are planted right next to the river.
जो दरिया के किनारे लगाए गए दरख्त की इमारत हैं. जिनकी जड़े दरिया के अंदर हो.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't become a normal Christian.
आम मसीही की तरह ना बने.
Become an extraordinary Christian.
बल्कि और ज्यादा फटते हुए मसीही नजर आए उसमें.
Because you are there are many people.
बहुत सारे लोग हैं.
And every person is a normal.
हर कोई है.
But Christians are separated.
लेकिन मसीही जो है वो अलहदा किए गए हैं.
They are dedicated.
वो अलहदा कर दिए गए हैं.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you will see the definition of the church, the word used ecclesia.
Aur agar ecclesia ke lafz dekhenge to ecclesia lafz hai.
Those people.
Wo log.
Who are separated.
Jo juda kar diye gaye hain.
Dedicated to worship Lord.
Jo alag kar diye gaye hain uski prastish ke liye.
So the church.
Galicia
is not a normal people gathering.
वो आम नहीं है.
It's a gathering of extraordinary people.
बल्कि वो खुदा की अलग चुनी गई हुई कौम है.
A dedicated people.
वो खुदा के लिए चुन लिए गए.
They are gathering of the blessed people.
वो बरकत और मुबारक है.
They are gathering of the righteous people.
वो रास्तबाज और साधक
है. They are gathering of the miracle producers.
वो मौजज़ा दिखाने वाले.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your time with God.
आपका वक्त खुदा के साथ बिताना जरूरी
है. Is valuable.
वो अहमियत रखता है.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to see your family will see the miracle.
अगर आप चाहते हैं कि आपका खानदान मौजज़ा देखे.
Spend your time with God.
तो आए अपना वक्त खुदा के साथ गुजारें.
If you want to see the miracle,
अगर आप मौजज़े देखना चाहते हैं,
spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to see the breakthrough,
अगर चाहते हैं कि बंधन टूटते हुए देखें,
spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to see your children here,
अगर आप चाहते हैं आपके बच्चे तरक्की करें,
spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to see your relationship will grow,
अगर आप चाहते हैं आपका इज़दवाज आगे बढ़े,
spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to be attention free,
अगर आप चाहते हैं अटेंशन दूर रहे,
then spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to look different,
अगर आप मुख्तलिफ नजर आना चाहते,
then spend time with
खुदा
God.
के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
If you want to live blessed,
अगर आप बरकत नजर आना चाहते,
then spend time with God.
खुदा के साथ वक्त गुजारें.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for you.
आइए हम दुआ करते हैं.
Let's stand up on your feet and we will pray.
आइए अपने कदमों पर खड़े हम दुआ करें.
Let's pray.
Open your mouth and start praying. Whatever you have a heart desire, you can ask to God. God is here to provide your need.
Let's pray.
Pray to God. We cannot hear you. How God can hear your voice?
Before I will pray,
open your voice.
I want to give opportunity.
मैं आपको मौका देना चाहता.
If there is anybody who did not receive Christ,
अगर कोई ऐसा जिसने मसीह को कबूल नहीं किया.
Maybe you have spent your life in a sin.
शायद आप अपनी जिंदगी गुनाह में गुजारी हो.
Maybe you carry the sin.
शायद आप गुनाह को उठाए फिर रहे हो.
Maybe you are hiding a sin in your heart and you are not
sharing. शायद आपने अपने दिल में गुनाह को दबा कर रखा हो.
I want to tell you, Jesus loves you.
यीशु आपसे प्यार करता है.
But he don't like your sin.
लेकिन वो आपके गुनाह से प्यार
he
नहीं
cares
करता.
You.
वो आपका ख्याल
he
करता
wants
है.
You.
वो आपको चाहता है.
Maybe you can hide from the people.
शायद आप लोगों से तो छुपा सकते हैं.
But you cannot hide it from God.
लेकिन खुदा से कुछ नहीं छुपा सकते.
But the good thing about the Lord is,
अच्छी बात यह है मेरे खुदा की,
He's not angry with you.
कि वो आपसे नाराज नहीं है.
He loves you.
वो आपसे प्यार करता है.
He cares you.
वो आपका ख्याल करता है.
And you are here.
और आप यहाँ पर हैं.
Because God wants you.
क्योंकि खुदा चाहता है आपको.
If you want to give your life to Christ,
अगर अपनी जिंदगी आप मसीह को देना चाहते हैं,
and if you want to repent from
अगर तौबा करना चाहते हैं अपने गुनाह से,
I want you to raise your hand.
आइए अपने हाथ को उठा लीजिए.
So I can pray for you.
मैं आपके लिए दुआ करूंगा.
The last altar call in the house of the Lord.
आखिरी आवाज आपके लिए.
If you want to give your life to Christ,
अगर अपनी जिंदगी आज मसीह को देना चाहते हैं,
I want you to raise your hand.
अपने हाथ को उठा सकते हैं. শাভালা সান্ধালা ভারা সন্ধলো খরো বরস লিবিরি অন্ধকলো সন্ধলো বরস সান্ধালা ভার লাভারা জান্ধালা ভারা সন্ধলো
খরো বরস
আপনি জিন্দগি মসীহ কো দেনা চাহতে
প্রে আফটার মি
মেরে পিছে দোয়া
কিজিয়ে সে ফাদার আই ডিড সিন এগেইনস্ট
ইউ এবা মেরে তেরে খিলাফ গুনাহ কিয়া
লর্ড ওয়াশ মি উইথ দ্য ব্লাড অফ
মুঝে ইয়েসু কে লহু সে ধো দে
লর্ড আই উইল নেভার ডু সিন
মে দোবারা গুনাহ নহি করুঙ্গা
Lord, I commit my life to you.
Eba, मैं अपनी ज़िंदगी तुझे देता.
I confess from my mouth
मैं
and I believe
from my heart. मैं अपने मुंह से इकरार करता, दिल से ईमान लाता
हूँ. Jesus is my Lord.
कि यीशु तू ही मेरा खुदा है.
Lord, I'm yours.
Eba, अब मैं तेरा हूँ.
In Jesus' name.
मसीह के नाम से.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for the healing.
अब हम शिफा के लिए दुआ करें.
Let's raise your hand toward heaven.
आइए अपने दोनों हाथों को आसमान की तरफ
उठा लीजिए. And let's believe God for the miracle.
और मौजज़े के लिए ईमान रखें.
Let's believe God for the breakthrough.
आइए बंधनों से रिहाई के लिए ईमान रखें.
Let's believe God for the miracles.
आइए मौजज़े के लिए ईमान रखें.
Can I have a choir here, please?
आइए choir को हम दावत देते हैं. Choir आज है. आइए खुदा से मांगे, खुदा से मांगे, खुदा से मांगे. खुदा से मांगे
शंदला
बरा बरा सुंदर लोको लो बरो शंदर बरो ओपन योर माउथ ओपन योर माउथ ओपन योर माउथ रेज योर वॉइस गॉड वांट टू हियर यू टुनाइट गॉड वांट्स योर टाइम टुनाइट गॉड वांट टू हियर योर ब्यूटीफुल वॉइस यू नीड टू प्रे यू नीड टू पुट योर नीड फ्रंट ऑफ जीसस गॉड इज अवेलेबल टुनाइट गॉड इज एबल टू ब्लेस यू टुनाइट ओपन योर माउथ God wants to bless you, my brother and sister. This is your time. This is your time. God is ready to hear your voice. God is ready to bless you. God is ready to give you a great blessing in your life. Soko loko roshondo lobo rosanda labara. Labara shondo loko loko rosondo lobo roshande lebebebere. If you have sickness, if you have problem, if you have a diabetes, if you have a cancer, if you have any problem in your relation, God is able to bless you tonight. Yes, yes, yes.
We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We ask your holy fire. Touch them, fill them with your Holy Ghost. Fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, Lord. Touch them, touch them.
Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, you will heal your people in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sick, I want you to come forward.
Praise to Jesus. So we can pray for you. Praise to Jesus. Praise to Jesus.
Maybe you carry a depression. Maybe there is a problem in your life. Maybe there is a sickness. Let's believe God for the miracle. This is the right time, people. Maybe there is a tumor, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. There is a power in the Lord. Bless the Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hey, Rika da 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 da. I enter the holies. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Every kind of head disease, every kind of depression, every kind of mental illness, in the name of Jesus, I break it in the name of the Lord. Every kind of migraine pain, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Every kind of eyesight will be healed. Eyesight will be healed in the name of Jesus. Ear will be healed in the name of Jesus. Every kind of nose disease in the name of Jesus Christ. Every kind of mouth disease to be healed in the name of Jesus. Every kind of throat issue will be healed right now. Every kind of thyroid disappear in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray every kind of neck pain will be healed. Every kind of shoulders will be healed. Arms will be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Every kind of heart disease will be healed right now. Heart arteries open now. Heartbeat come normal in the name of Jesus. Every kind of chest infection to be healed in the name of Jesus. Lungs will be healed. Father, I pray every kind of stomach diseases will be healed. Rabari shetete. In the name of Jesus. Kidneys, I command you to work properly. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Spinal cord will be healed right now. Every kind of backbone issue will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of secret problems of the men's and the women's, I command it to leave right now. Every internal issue, heal right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Legs will be healed. Knees will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every disease that belongs to the bone, I command it to heal right now. Every disease that belongs to the blood, I command it in the name of Jesus to be healed. Father, I declare the blood of Jesus in their blood. As the blood of Jesus will circulate, it will take out every kind of disease. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Their soul will be renewed, Lord. Lord, when they will sleep tonight, I declare your visitation. You will reveal yourself. Reveal that revolution in their life. They will have encounter with you, Lord. So they will spend time with you. They will become your children. They will dedicate themselves to you. And this place will not be the same. In the name of Jesus, I submit husband and wife to you. In the name of Jesus, their relationship shall be saved. Their relationship shall be renewed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray their families shall be blessed. Their children shall be blessed. Their household shall be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless them, God. In Jesus' name, I declare your blessing. Touch them and heal them from the head to the soles of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, breathe in your people, Lord. Breathe in your people. They will testify you, God. What man cannot do, Lord, you can do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I bless your son, Father. In the name of Jesus, he will testify you, God. In the name of Jesus, I bless him from the head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray you will bless this nation. You will bless this church. Father, I bless the leaders of the house. I bless Pastor Joe and his wife. In Jesus' name, Lord, you will bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will use them like never before. In the name of Jesus, this church will testify you, God. This church will never stop preaching the truth. In the name of Jesus, this church will reveal the truth to the world. In the name of Jesus, Father, I bless this land. In Jesus' name, this nation shall be saved by the blood of Jesus. We pray USA shall be saved by the blood of Jesus. Pakistan shall be saved by the blood of Jesus. And your name will lift it high all over the earth. In Jesus' name, bless this congregation, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And the God people said, amen. 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 Let's give the best offering to the Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's just sing this for a little bit.
Lord, make me a house. that you guys caught it, but as Pastor John was praying for us, he said, even as you sleep. He prayed that the Lord would visit us. So I want to give you a practical piece of wisdom right now. Tonight, when you go to bed, keep something by your bed to take notes. And if the Lord comes and speaks to you, don't be lazy and roll over and go back to sleep. But be as Samuel and say, here I am, Lord. Speak, Lord, because your servant is listening. And sometimes we're too busy during the day to listen. And so God will visit you when you're quiet. In your quiet moments. But if you ignore it, he'll only do it for a season. And he'll stop trying if you're going to keep pushing him away. So I encourage you to take the time. We're singing the song, but do you mean it? Are you open to him day and night? Anytime? He's always open to us, 24 hours a day. Are we open to him the same way? So let's sing that part one more time, and let's mean it from the heart, and be prepared for when God chooses to visit you.
God has been speaking specifically to us in a very meaningful way. I hope that you have been hearing it, understanding it. How amazing is it that Pastor John goes to Joshua chapter 1 and reads verse 8 when this morning we were in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. How amazing is that? How amazing is it that he's preaching to us about the importance of us spending our time with God, investing with God. When our bishop had came to Ohio and preached about being a house of prayer for all nations, then comes here and talks about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, spending time with God and hearing him. God is specifically speaking a word to us, church. Will we listen? Will we listen? Our time is an investment. That's why we use the terminology to spend time. You spend it. And if you spend it wastefully, you won't receive anything from it. But it's never a waste to spend your time with your Heavenly Father. That's an investment that you can't even understand the return on the dividends from that. They just start coming out of nowhere. Blessing upon blessing and grace upon grace and peace upon peace. Amen. I'm excited about what God's been speaking to us and what God's been doing in this place. And you need to let everybody know that couldn't make it tonight for whatever reason. We understand those things, but you need to let them know they missed it. God's speaking. And you're carriers of the word that God spoke to us, to them, but not only to the rest of our church, but to the people around you. Did you catch what he kept saying? Is when we make investment and spend time with God, that's when the gospel can be released. And we begin to see people's lives transformed and changed. Amen? Hallelujah. A house of prayer for all nations. For all nations. Isn't it amazing? He asked me, I'm just going to share this and then I got to shut up. But I haven't preached in a while, so wanting to, but he said Who had the vision to build a church here? And sometimes we take it for granted because we live in the area, but really, think about it. We're in the middle of nowhere, people. We have cows on either side of us. Cornfields that were just harvested over here. Why would people build a church here? Because God spoke to someone. Sam Stone. Relatives are still here. From the man of God that heard the voice that started church in Cary, Ohio. Families have been impacted. And think about this. Now nations are being impacted. All because God said, you know what? That little place up on the hill there outside of Cary, Ohio. They might have even said, where in the world's Cary, Ohio? Right? Grandpa got sent up here from Southern Ohio in 1971. First time he was asked to preach here, he probably thought to himself, where in the world is Cary, Ohio? It didn't matter. God had a plan. And he still has a plan. And he is building his vision constantly here, and we're seeing it come to pass. Amen? How exciting. You know, everybody wants to point out all the bad stuff that's going on. How exciting that we get to be a part of the kingdom of God and what he's doing in our midst. Amen? Praise God. So why would we not take time and spend it with him? Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you. For everything that you have accomplished in this service, we thank you for healings and bodies. We thank you for strengthening our souls and our minds, Lord, and our emotions. God, we thank you that you have fed our spirits tonight. But God, most of all, we thank you that you have empowered us with your gospel. And as we leave this place, Lord, the vision is we are the lighthouse because you are the light, but then you gave us your light and said, that we are the light of the world. And we will continue to shine your light into the darkness so that people can come to the revelation that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. Now, Father, as we leave this place, we do not leave your presence. We do not leave you, but we walk with you. We listen to your voice and we follow your leading so that we can minister to the people around us so lives will be impacted, transformed, and changed by your gospel. I thank you for testimonies that are come from this week, Lord, of people's lives that are going to be changed. I thank you, you're saving souls. Thank you that you're turning them from darkness and into light. God, we just declare blessing upon every home and family. Keep us safe. Help us to continue to spend our time with you, Lord. Help us to pray without ceasing. Always be in conversation with you. So that we can hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you all. Thank you for coming this evening.